on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
A ride back 10 years to November of 2006. Do you remember what you were doing then? Well, checking the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review, local news, Devil's Slide closure brings a familiar feeling for many on the coast. Today marks the 10th day of closure of Devil's Slide. Caltrans officials now say it will be a matter of months, not days or weeks, before the highway will reopen. Coastsiders are struggling to deal with the new traffic reality of the coast as the commutes are taking longer and longer. And the Main Street Grill reopens after a crash. SUV backs through front window. No one seriously hurt. The vehicle was backing out of Cunha's Country Store parking lot when the driver, apparently, lost control. The Half Moon Bay Police report stated the driver had some sort of mechanical malfunction and he couldn't control his vehicle. And a man with a machete accused of attempted murder. The man accused of attacking a La Honda man with the machete appeared in court on Thursday. Sam Balkin, 39, was found sleeping in a white pickup truck on private property and asked to leave. Instead, Balkin ran up behind the man and struck him with a machete, according to the sheriff's report.
And now for a little local history from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. There are two things I enjoy seeing finished. Pumpkin Festival and the election. Wrap up of the Pumpkin Festival first. Saturday was great and the predicted rain held off. Crowds were predictably calm and enjoyed and spent lots of money. Sales were brisk, which is a plus for our local nonprofits who do such a good job all year round and they need those funds to help put on their programs. Then, the downpour on Sunday. Amazingly, folks still strolled the streets, dodging one another's umbrellas. Vendors battened down their hatches and were well prepared with plastic sheets to protect their goods. Food kept selling, especially the warm dishes such as garlic fries and the mac and cheese. The one big plus of the weather was that the folks left in waves throughout the day, so probably for the first time ever, there was no traffic jam to get out of town. Cameron's Inn gets a bird's eye view of the backup, and it just didn't happen on Sunday. All in all, it was another successful pumpkin festival. Many thanks to all of you who played a part, either by working a booth and supporting the effort with purchases. And a special thank you to the Beautification Committee Board of Directors that do such a wonderful job all year long. Deep breath. The election's over. May we come together and find common ground after a very contentious election. And locally, I'd like to congratulate our two new city council members, Adam Eason and Harvey Raybuck. Congrats to both of you. We hope to see you all soon at Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn, and now RV Camping. 2006. Several European newspapers reprint controversial cartoons depicting the Prophet Muhammad, sparking outrage and rioting in the following weeks. Big news in the Middle East, as Iran refuses access to the United Nations inspectors, and many worry over Iran's intent to build a nuclear bomb, while at the same time testing missiles, which are capable of reaching Israel. In addition, Iranian leadership denies the Holocaust ever existed. Next door, in Iraq, Saddam Hussein is charged and following the trial is found guilty of crimes against humanity and is sentenced to death by hanging. North Korea declares it has carried out its first test of a nuclear weapon, becoming the world's ninth nuclear power, while also testing medium-range missiles. A tsunami strikes the Indonesian island of Java, killing 300. And the big tech story in the United States is internet giant Google buying the popular video-sharing website YouTube for $1.65 billion. In popular films, people are flocking to the big screen to see Pirates of the Caribbean number 2, The Pink Panther, Superman Returns, and Ice Age, The Meltdown. In popular music, this Canadian recording artist, songwriter, and pianist is the only solo artist to register a number one hit without having had another song chart in the Hot 100. number one for 19 weeks running, here's Daniel Powder with Bad Day.
Where is the moment we need it the most? You kick up the leaves and the magic is lost. Tell me your blue skies fade to gray. Tell me your passion's gone.
He was the winner of the fifth season of The American Idol with this song, which went on to be a number one top 40 hit. Here's Taylor Hicks with Do I Make You Proud?
I've never been the one to raise my hand. That was not me. And now that's who I am because of you. I am standing tall. My heart is full of endless gratitude. You were the one, the one to guide me through. Now I can see, and I believe it's only just beginning. Yes, I've learned to question is to grow. That you still have faith is all I need to know. I've learned to love myself in spite of me, and I've learned.
What year will the time machine stop at next week? I'm ready for the ride if you are. This is Cameron Palmer. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.